listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 455, covering week 9, March 2nd through 8th, 2026. Version 1.0 of Graham, an opinionated fork of the Zed code editor, has been released. Graham removes telemetry, AI features, collaboration features, and more. It has built-in documentation, support for additional languages, and tab completion features similar to the SuperTab plugin for Vim. The mission statement for the project explains that the project intends to make Zed work without the AI features, and eventually it just became a full-blown fork of the project, but the plan is to diverge from Zed and proceed slowly. Independent of corporate control, in the spirit of Vim and the late Bram Molinar, there is no license agreement or subscription beyond the open source license of the code GPL v3. Nitrux developer Yuri Herrera released Nitrux 6.0, a Debian-based systemd free and immutable GNU Linux distribution, powered by a Linux 6.19 kernel series with cache OS patches. It ships with the Hyperland 0.53.3 dynamic tiling Wayland compositor by default, with updated components like Hyper Utilities, as well as updated desktop configuration. Nitrux 6.0 also introduces QML Greet, a QML-based Wayland native on-screen display for keyboard shortcuts and system notifications called NudgeOS, and a hypervisor orchestration utility for Nitrux called VXM. The Nitrux update tool system, NUTS, has been revamped as well to use atomic updates for transaction integrity, XFS support for compressed system snapshots and offline rollbacks, and cryptographically verified metadata and policy kit for enhanced security. Of course, several bugs were addressed as well, and many components have been updated to their latest release. Downloads as live ISO images are available for 64-bit machines as separate flavors for Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA systems. Systems running Pop! OS 22.04 LTS have received an upgrade notification to 24.04 LTS. After installing updates, users can start the process in Settings, OS Upgrade and Recovery. The upgrade preserves user files and most settings during the transition. Of course, the main change is that the upgrade includes Cosmic 1.0.8, System 76's new desktop environment written in Rust. It introduces a completely redesigned workflow centered on window tiling, flexible workspaces, and layout customization. Tiling can be enabled or disabled from the panel and supports keyboard and mouse interaction. Windows can be rearranged with visual placement hints stacked into tabbed groups or snapped to predefined positions on screen. Users can arrange workspaces horizontally or vertically, pin them to prevent removal, or span them across multiple displays. Importantly, workspace layouts and settings persist across reboots, allowing tiled and pinned configurations to remain unchanged after restarting. Multi-display support has also been improved. Displays are automatically scaled based on pixel density, and configurations are restored when reconnecting previously used monitors. If a display is unplugged, windows from that display are moved to a new workspace on the remaining screens. There are many more customization options. The upgrade also covers a whole new set of core applications designed for Cosmic. Bunsen Labs, a lightweight Debian-based distro forked from Crunchbang, has released its latest version, dubbed Carbon, based on Debian Trixie. This version replaces multiple core components of the Bunsen Labs characteristic and slightly idiosyncratic setup with alternatives that can work on both X11 and the Wayland-based LabWC compositor. For now, this version still defaults to OpenBox on X.org, but the maintainers are making things ready for a transition to Wayland. Origami Linux, an immutable distro built on Fedora Atomic with Cosmic 1.0.8 as the default desktop, has officially left beta, shipping v2026.03 as the distribution's first stable release and marking the start of a new release model. With the project now considered stable, the developers are introducing a rolling snapshot release model. With this approach, version numbers now use a year.month format. Existing users do not need to reinstall or take special upgrade steps. Anyone running the latest updates is already on 2026.03 state. Origami Linux 2026.03 includes the CacheOS 6.19.3 kernel, compiled with full link time optimization, enabling aggressive performance tuning and improved scheduling for a more responsive desktop experience. According to the developers, the goal is to combine the stability of immutable operating systems with the freshness of rolling releases. The new snapshot ISO is available for download from the project's website. Linux Mint developers recently outlined their work on developing a new Wayland-compatible screensaver for use with their Cinnamon desktop environment. Linux Mint developers announced in their monthly development recap that their new Wayland-compatible screensaver is ready. This new screensaver provides a better experience between the desktop and screensaver. The GNOME Project released the GNOME 50 Desktop Release Candidate with the final release scheduled for March 18th. It introduces several notable changes, including HDR screen sharing support, enhanced performance for the NVIDIA graphics driver, an SDR native color mode, support for WP Color Management V2, and improved support for login D inhibitors in system actions. This release also changes the remote desktop plumbing to accept a host name so that it can correctly communicate this information to PAM and WTMP/UTPM/BTMP, adds arrow key navigation in the GNOME calendar's month view, adds a primary SIM slot setting in settings WWAN. GNOME Maps receives support for displaying place types when selecting a place from a public transit itinerary and support for displaying localized results for public transit itineraries from Transitus/MOTIS when available in the upstream timetable feeds. GNOME Remote Desktop got explicit DMA buffer synchronization and zero-copy Vulkan and V8 API rendering by default, while GNOME Software now remembers its window size between app restarts and lets you remove Flatpak remotes from the system installation. The Orca screen reader has been updated as well with a new Say All option to only speak displayed text, which makes reading a long web page smoother, a new option to read chat room messages from the active room when in any application, and support for using G settings. Among other noteworthy changes, the GNOME 50 release candidate disables tone mapping with HDR in the Mutter window and Composite Manager, and hides the availability of the long-anticipated Session Save Restore support, as it has been postponed to a future GNOME release. The Redox OS project published a blog post highlighting their accomplishments for the past month. Their February highlights include: the Cosmic Compositor for Cosmic-Comp is now able to run on Redox OS as a WInit window for proof-of-concept purposes. Input processing not yet working, but it's a step towards getting the Cosmic Compositor running on this Rust-based OS. Cosmic Settings is now running. There's initial Vulkan support on Redox OS by using the CPU-based LavaPipe driver for software rendering. This is the first time having Vulkan on Redox OS, although not with any hardware driver support yet. Node.js is now running on Redox OS. Various performance manager improvements for Redox OS. Multi-threading is now more reliable, and an on-screen display performance monitor is being worked on. Various kernel and driver improvements, as well as ongoing work to its relibc implementation. More details can be found at the redox-os.org blog. The Alliance for Open Media on Wednesday released libaffif 1.4, the latest version of this reference library for encoding and decoding AV1 image file format, AVIF, content. This official AVIF encode decode library continues being rounded out with more features and improvements. In libAVIF 1.4, there is now support for converting JPEG files with Apple style gain maps, supporting some sample transform schemes defined by the AVIF version 1.2 specification, support for dealing with PNG CICP chunks, support reading sample transform based 16-bit AVIF files, and various other improvements. The AVIF encoder AVIF-ENC is now able to read PNG and JPEG files from standard input, plus there are a few other options added. Downloads add more details on the updated libAVIF 1.4 release via GitHub. The Haiku project published their February 2026 status report. Some of the interesting improvements made to its open source OS in the past few weeks include synchronizing most of the OpenBSD Wi-Fi drivers from the upstream code, which yields a number of bug fixes. The VertIO block driver has been disabled since it's been broken in at least multi-threaded use for years. Adding missing parameters to the NVMe driver's feature management API, fixing a crash in the NTFS driver and another separate crash in the FAT driver. Support for reading ZSTD compressed files in the ButterFS file system driver. A rework to the pthread_barrier code means less system calls and fixes some race conditions and the hang that would happen in some OpenGL software. An improvement to how TLB invalidations are handled on x86. Lastly, Haiku developers are inching towards the Haiku R1 Beta 6 release. They are still working through some regressions before they start working on the next long-anticipated beta release. The Wine project has released version 11.4, the fourth maintenance update in the Stable 11 series. A key update is the re-implementation of the SAX reader in MSXML. This change modernizes XML parsing using Microsoft's XML technologies, which are essential for many Windows applications. Wine 11.4 also improves audio performance. Developers have optimized resampling and direct sound, which should increase efficiency and reduce overhead when processing audio streams. On top of that, the release lays the groundwork for implementing implementing the Windows Configuration Manager API, which enables applications to interact with hardware and system settings. Additionally, Wine 11.4 improves Unix time zone matching. As with previous releases, this update includes bug fixes with 17 issues resolved, addressing problems in applications such as Roblox Studio, FL Studio installers, native access to ROM Center, and Explorer++. The latest FreeBSD Foundation laptop update has been published, outlining recent progress in this initiative. One of the most exciting results for both desktop and laptop use is adding the ability to easily install a KDE Plasma 6 desktop from the FreeBSD installer, and it also improves hardware handling by automatically detecting and installing the correct CPU microcode package. There is also improved Realtek Wi-Fi adapter support, updating of the graphics drivers from Linux, and more is on the way. The KDE desktop option should be good for introduction with the FreeBSD 15.1 release scheduled for June. Also on track for 15.1 is Wi-Fi 4 and Wi-Fi 5 support with the Realtek RTW88 and RTW89 hardware. FreeBSD developers are still working on supporting a newer Wi-Fi 6 hardware and the Wi-Fi 6 standard at large in their network stack. The KDE/QT-aligned Digicam software for managing raw digital photos is out today with the big Digicam 9.0 release. The major Digicam 9.0 release brings updates to its QT6 toolkit integration, adds raw camera support for a number of newer digital camera models, refines its user interface in different areas, a completely rewritten file copy and transfer tool, a new survey tool, better performance, and a lot of other enhancements. Plus, there are many bug fixes, too. All around, the Digicam 9.0 release is a big one. There are a lot of great improvements in Digicam 9.0 for photographers or those casual users and hobbyists as well, just wanting to manage their photos. Downloads and more details on Digicam 9.0 via digicam.org. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.